What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today, and I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in again. Hope your week's going well. God is moving on this earth. There is no doubt about it. I'm going to call this episode Bunker Christianity. Bunker Christianity. You know, in America, I know some of you, many of you aren't in this country, but in America, it gets bizarre, man, because it's really like all these different cultures in one, right? So, I mean, we're all like different areas, regions, but we're so different. You know, the north, the south, the east, the west, the northeast, the southwest, the northwest, the, you know, southeast, and Hawaii, Alaska. It's so diverse, which is kind of what makes America beautiful, right? You know, look, we're in Connecticut. We live in an area called New England. It's the only area in America that has a legit name over a group of states. You don't see that anywhere. It's just so crazy. And so, and there's not. New England is six states in America. I mean, it's not like we call Florida, Alabama, Georgia. No, it's not even close. So it's just, it's like a technical name. So then, like, look, it's culture shock sometimes. For instance, college football. It's nuts down south. I mean, nobody, I never even knew that was a thing. And you go down south, man, people are chanting at each other and being weird and wearing clothes and, I mean, really, like, crazy. And I went to Alabama one time. And it was a crazy time that I spoke there, and something happened that was like nuts. I preached on the Sunday. Everything was good. Although there was, it was like a weird, I think you were with me, weren't you? Kind of a weird incident. I was preaching behind a bulletproof pulpit. You remember that? And then this crazy guy comes in with a knife or whatever, and it was like somebody stood up, and all of a sudden the guy was like, "You're going to break my arm!" As he was escorted out the building, and I don't know, maybe he was trying to attack me, probably. And then we went to, I think we just went to Outback Steakhouse or something. And we were catching a flight. We had a little bit of time for lunch. And we're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And, you know, which is obviously the football, their whole, you know, Roll Tide thing. And so we're there and we're just, I think it was this time of year. We were watching basketball, I think, on TV. Yeah, I think it was the Celtics. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was this time of year last year. And we're watching the Celtics, and you know what made me think about is our tornado warning we just had this week in Connecticut. I'm like, tornado, you know? And everybody's scared, and it was just, I've never seen, everybody's fearful because they say the word tornado. People down south, every other day it's a tornado watch. So we're in Outback, we're eating, and all of a sudden, ridiculous. There's tornado warnings. The sky goes like black. The TV's flickering. And I'm kind of in this Outback Steakhouse, like, what is going on? And, you know, you see like signs blowing and leaves flying across the road and, you know, I mean, like limbs. And I'm looking around like, am I the only one that thinks this is crazy? TVs are off now. I think power died. I mean, it was, and I said to the waitress, she's like, "Oh, all right, it's time that we got to go to the bunker." And I said, "What? What are you talking about?" "Yeah, you know, we had so many die, thousands or whatever, a couple years ago, tornadoes swept through, so all the establishments had to build a bunker that you go hide in basically for a tornado for till it passes." And I'm sitting next to like some big dude, Macondo or whatever, and I'm like, "Yo," he was like a former football player. I'm like, "Dude, what are we doing? You're strong. What are we doing?" "Oh, we going to the bunker." "No, I ain't going to no bunker." I'm like, "Bro, if this is it, like if this is how it ends for James Levesque, you're not going to find me huddled in a bunker somewhere spooning you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be in some bunker somewhere and that's how I died. Like I'm a hamster that just got rotted out. And so my options are dwindling. They're like ready to like bolt the front door, put all the locks down. And I don't know what to do. Like I'm looking around. My friends aren't saying much. And I'm like, I'm not going to a bunker. So I'm like, guys, excuse me. So I went outside. And the waitress, the people, they're like, you can't do this. We're actually preparing for the bunker. And I'm like, I'm not going to the bunker. They're like, please don't leave. It's not safe. You know, there's signs blowing around, you know. And I just went outside. And I'm like, look, I'm thinking in my head, if this is a real tornado, this is not how it ends with me. And if it does, you're going to find my body in Texas. Because as I'm trying to curse this tornado, that thing picked me up and threw me to Texas. So I'm standing outside. It's windy, really strong. It's black. It's like nightfall. And I'm just like cursing this tornado. I curse you in the name of Jesus. I curse you at the root. Da 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 da. You know, you will not come. And right at that moment, you wouldn't even believe what happened. I'll tell you after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. So I'm standing outside. And I'm like screaming, I curse you in the name of Jesus, da 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 da. And I'm just trying to take authority over the storm. I'm just doing it because I'm not going to go in a bunker. And immediately, it starts calming down. And the sun breaks out and peers out. I'm not kidding. I remember walking back in the restaurant and the hostesses that were just there kind of telling me don't go out started clapping as I walked in. And they were like, I don't know what you just did, but it had an effect. And then I went back to sit down and the people at the table were like, yeah, that's amazing, you know? And the sun started breaking. There was grub and stuff all over the roads, but we were fine. You know, we made it. And I think thankfully no one got hurt there and I didn't have to go to a tornado bunker. And, you know, so many times in our life, we think that the best place to take in life is just like, we just feel like, oh, this is what I have to deal with. Remember somebody they were blind in one eye, and they just started saying weird things. Instead of believing that God could heal them, they started saying things like, well, I can see better with one eye than I ever could see with two. Like, what? No, that's not true, bro. God gave you two eyes. But that's what we do, like, right? We like mentally give into these bunkers of like, it's never going to change. This is just what I got to deal with, right? I'm just stuck in life. I'm just stuck in a bunker. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to sit here and die. And the truth is, look, if you climb into a tornado bunker, probably you know you could die. But how many people are at work today living in bunkers? How many people are at school, but they're dead in bunkers? How many people are, you know, I mean, basically it's like, you're on deck because you've killed your dreams. And you, because of storms, you went into bunkers and never been effective ever since. Right? It's like you give up trying. You give up dreaming. You give up the awe of like, no, this ain't how it's going to end. And everyone loves radical faith. Everybody loves the results of just daring to dream. But nobody loves the standing out in a storm knowing you could lose your life. You know what I mean? Everybody wants the fruit of what comes with being bold and taking risks, but nobody's going to take the risk. And today I'm thinking of all of you. you're radical, right? You wouldn't be listening truthfully if you weren't, right? Unless you're checking me out for the first time. And if you don't like what you hear, please turn me off. Don't waste my time. But the truth is, you're radical. But where have we hidden bunkers? Like that wasn't going to be my legacy. You're not writing me off in a bunker. I'm going to face life head on. I'm going to speak to the mountains to be moved. I'm going to declare his word and his righteousness in my circumstances. And so, you know, I don't want you to feel like some of you started out really strong and then you ended up being, can I tell you a prophetic word I've given to so many people on this earth? I see in the inside of people, it happens a lot, a radical young them, right? So inside of you, I see this radical young you, bold, not fearless, on fire, trusting God, he could do anything, childlike faith. And then over the years, you become like this old, crutchety, established bunker Christianity. And I feel like God tries so hard to reach inside of you and pull out that radical, crazy person that just always believed, right? Some of you need to let that person back out. Some of you have fallen victim to what everybody wanted you to be and what everybody said you should have been. But the reality is God has created you to soar and he created you to be radical, right? Come on. You can live overly cautious in life. Your friends may call you wise, but you won't move many mountains, right? So what we've done today is we call it fear, but we mask it as wisdom. I mean, we call it wisdom, but it's really fear being masked. Be bold, be radical. Run to the tornado. Speak to the tornado. Speak to the mountain. And when society is saying, come to the bunker, nah, that ain't going to work. You weren't called to live in a bunker. You were called to overcome this life and to see breakthrough in and through your family. So, Father, today I thank you for every person listening. I thank you that your word says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. I thank you for boldness and just, God, I just thank you for a life of no fear, that we can speak your word in boldness, that we can stand in the midst of this PC culture and stand for you. God, fill our mouth with your words and our heart with your faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on. We love you guys. Tomorrow's Friday. Tune in. You don't want to miss. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.